Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Glencoe Resources with good news today. The African Finance Corporation has announced an expression of interest in its Orem Cross graphite projects in Uganda. Here to tell us some of the details, Mike Ralston. Mike, this news from the AFC, pretty good, is it?
Yeah, it's a great milestone for us, and obviously very happy to see this. So great to be back so soon.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about what it means. I gather the AFC been talking to Glencoe for quite some time.
Yeah, we've been engaged with them for quite some time. They've done a lot of DD on us over that period. We've been engaged for a long period, and really it's all about, I suppose, getting everybody happy and wanting to work together, understanding what it is that they're looking for, and getting them over the line in terms of the next step. So as you know, we've got the DFC involved in terms of debt funding as the cornerstone partner. And really, we're building, I guess, a second party, a second funding party that can get in there and provide both debt and equity to fill the gap in terms of what DFC won't cover, because they'll have their limitations. And the African Finance Corporation are a tier one African bank that has a great interest in both Uganda and in graphite. So it's a really good fit. And obviously having an African bank involved is also a good fit. So yeah, we're very stoked. We're very happy to have them. And I think it's going to be a good one going forward.
So the direction of travel becomes quite clear, really, doesn't it? You've got your results from your definitive feasibility coming up fairly soon. And then here we are, you mentioned the DFC as well. And now we've got the AFC as announced today. So two sort of major international financial institutions saying, on the record that they want to partner with you in some shape or form. So DFS financing, it seems like the ducks are lining up in a row, as the metaphor goes.
As they say. Look, an integral part of the feasibility study is getting your offtake partners lined up to sell product, and obviously getting your funding partners lined up to finance it. This is all work that we've been putting in for a long time that's starting to bear some fruit. But specifically on the funding side, we've got a lot of interest. There are a number of different strategic investors who are all engaged with us at various different stages of engagement, who are very interested in participating. So I don't think it necessarily ends here. I think that we've got plenty of other opportunities with interested parties to come in. And obviously for us, we want to get a competitive field to try and get the best deals possible. So we're just going to keep an open mind. I mean, an expression of interest is obviously not a signed agreement yet. So we just, got to make sure we take it one step at a time. But, as I said a moment ago, the AFC is a very credible tier one partner for us to have. So we're appreciative of their support, and we're obviously going to take it very seriously and work with them going forward.
I mean, perhaps worth highlighting that in the announcement this morning, the AFC said that they were interested both in funding an equity portion and a debt portion, at least in theory. So that must be encouraging to you, that they're coming in they're interested in coming in at more than one level.
Correct. That is really good, because at the end of the day, there are a lot of banks that have shown interest in different, we've got European banks, we've got Asian banks, we've got plenty of banks showing interest in debt funding. But for a party to come in and show interest in the equity side as well, is huge. And in particular, they've specifically noted in that EOI that they're keen to be involved in the phase one production scenario, which is the obviously the kickoff, the startup that we're looking to do next year. So that opens up that possibility as well, which is great. So yeah, it's great to have them on board doing more than just debt. And in theory, anyway, it opens up the fact that we've got the full funding solution between DFC and AFC if we want it.
Yeah, that's one of the attractions of Blenko, isn't it? You mentioned just there that phase one production is scheduled for next year rather than sort of several years out. It's actually going to be upon us fairly quickly.
Yeah, and a lot of the work that's going on, we'll continue to put out a lot of news flow because we're in the latter stages of a DFS, and we're getting a lot of interest on offtake, so that will continue to come through. We're obviously in the midst of a significant drilling program, which is going to significantly enhance our resource and reserve, and obviously that adds a lot of value as well. So I think there's news flow coming through constantly from now, but the key items for us is to ensure that we can sell everything that we kick off with, and ultimately we can get it funded. So these are big steps for us, and this is a major milestone.
Yeah, it's great to see you putting out so much news already this year. I mean, we've had Project SafeLoop and various other items. So what can we expect in the coming months, Mike? You talked about the DFS. Is that imminent?
Look, we have three different DFSs that we're working on. One is for phase one, because that's going to be the first investment decision. That's what we kick off with next year. And it's obviously an investment decision in its own right. Then there's the phase two as we ramp that up to a commercial scale and then grow that beyond. And then ultimately there's the phase three where we bring in this downstream SPG beneficiation. So all of them are linked, and ultimately all of them have to feed into one document, but we will be bringing in three separate DFSs along the way. So in terms of news flow, obviously DFS is continuing. We've got offtake contracts and discussions that are ongoing, and I must admit there's been some really good feedback on that. And then there's obviously work that we're doing on the ground in terms of drilling infrastructure, etc. So yeah, look, and we've got an imminent environmental approval coming through from the government of Uganda as well. So I think all in all, there's plenty of news flow. We've obviously said that several times, and we're continuing to pump things out as they come through. But these are exciting times as you start getting towards the end of many years of studies and finally moving this to production. And it couldn't happen at a better time because the world is obviously focusing very heavily on graphite right now, and it's very topical. So yeah, it's a good space to be in.
Well, we w look forward to watching you guys as you continue to make progress on the ground in Uganda and with your talks with financing partners and off-takers. Thanks for talking us through that latest development today, Mike.
Thank you, Alistair, and I look forward to catching up soon.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards, so you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loan subject to approval in available locations.